I am Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
So I can tell you about our friends at Kamikoto Knives. Kamikoto makes great kitchen knives using traditional techniques. Each knife comes in a beautiful, heavy-duty ash wood box. Kamikoto makes three knife sets, heavy-duty cleavers, ultra-sharp steak knives, everything for people who are serious about cooking. They only use the steel that is sourced from Japan, and each blade is crafted using techniques that have been honed and perfected by generation of knifesmiths. Because of their single bevel edge, Kamikoto knives can achieve a wickedly sharp edge you just can't get with other knives. They are ridiculously sharp, like cut through your ribeye like butter sharp. And when I got the knives, first of all, the wooden box is, I mean, it's like a piece of art. Well, the knives are works of art. And I've always wanted something like this. But when I got my Kamikoto knives, it really was an emotional experience because I eat a lot of meat. And now to have a complete knife set in these beautiful box that, I mean, it just cuts through everything like butter. These are works of art, each and every one. Of course, they're used by several chefs working at Michelin star restaurants around the world. And Kamikoto is so confident about their knives that each knife comes with a lifetime guarantee. So these knives are unbelievable. They make great gifts. You'll be so pleased with this, I'm telling you. So go ahead. If you go ahead and buy right now, Kamikoto is offering our listeners an extra $50 off site-wide on top of their biggest sale of the year. So go to kamikoto.com, use the offer code Drew, not Dr. Drew, just Drew, for an extra $50 off. It is kamikoto.com/Drew. That is kamikoto.com/Drew. You'll be happy you did. Hey, everybody, welcome to Dr. After Dark. Of course, remember to send me those emails at drafterdark@gmail.com. And of course, those voice messages, we love them at 818-253-1693. The great Josh Potter in the house.
Hey, how's
as
it going?
As is Susan Pinsky, who decided to call me right as we were going on the air.
I thought this had something to do with me. I was nervous. I'm like, who's on the phone?
She was just bombarding me with texts. And I thought, well, if we're going to talk, we're going to talk on mic because we're trying to do a podcast here. And then she said something, and I said, if you're going to say that, you're going to have to say it to the world.
Well, I missed you today on Dose of Dr. Drew, even though I was at Bristol Farms picking up my two goose and my huge, huge filet and all my Thanksgiving goodies in a packed Bristol Farms. So I was just saying that thank God you're 62 because you got me a 10% discount.
I got a senior discount today. It was the big news,
yes,
everybody.
Oh my God.
Thank you. I was trying to follow Susan there about the Bristol Farms. It sounded very weirdly sexual what she was saying.
And filet.
Yeah, I know. It was very weird. I didn't know where she was going. Like, but okay.
The Pinsky holidays are something.
The parking lot was packed. But I'll see you tomorrow and ask Dr. Drew.
Okay. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
She's talking about the streaming show that we do every day.
You guys are going to fuck tonight after that talk, won't
you? You think?
Oh, my God. I saw what was going on there. You can't sneak that shit past me.
Speaking of not sneaking shit past one another, how's your abscess doing?
By the way, I feel like that's what every excuse that everyone's using on me on Thanksgiving this year is like, we just can't have you over. You know, the rules.
Literally, our kids are freaking out and like they're upset if we invite people over. We wouldn't normally have like a bunch of people over, but you know, they're
wild.
Like, yeah.
My sister's fine. It's actually like doing really good. I'm going to get the surgery, obviously.
Oh,
relax.
Good.
I don't have it scheduled or anything, but it's going to happen.
Do you have a surgeon?
No. I'm going to get it.
So
we're mentally there. All right.
So we're in that. This is how people make change, right? They have this. They're pre-contemplative, then contemplative, then they plan to make the change, then they make the change, and then they sustain the change, right?
That's what we got to do, yeah.
Right, you're just sort of contemplative. You're really on the road now. You're planning.
Well, being literally on the road helps jog those things along. It really makes me go like, it's like I woke up for like 2 seconds. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, holy hell, I got to do this, I got to do that. And I want to do this, I want to do that, and make me realize things.
Let's dig into that a little bit. Did you wake up and say, holy hell, I've got a hole in my ass? Or did you say, holy hell,
I've got a bunch? Part of it. I got a hole in my life. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was.
But listen, but I know that I've been depressed during a lot of this quarantine thing.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I find myself just getting shit done that I should have done 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
That for some, like my car needed service. I needed tires. I didn't even get tires for like 4 months, and I was sort of beating myself up about it. You don't deserve tires. You know, and I was like, I'm gonna run off the road. I got to get tires.
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
That's what I do That's what I've done my whole life, by the way, all the way up. And then quarantine accelerated that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm finding the small tastes of the outside, of back to normal, if you will, mm-hmm. back on the road or mm-hmm. things like that, are making me go like, I don't want to be that person before anymore. And now, because I'm living with that person in this by myself all the time. Do you know what I mean? Like comedy was a distraction from it. I could be like, oh, I don't deserve tires or I can't afford tires, but who cares? Let's just drive these tires into the fucking ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I would fix them when it became an absolute issue.
Yes.
And
I do understand that.
Now when I don't have comedy to distract me or have successes or provide me with any sort of achievement.
Wait, you said you're back out on the road.
For three fucking nights I was. I mean, so it's back to, well, look at the world we're in. Until it's every day, it's not really bad.
I see. Got it. But relationships are moving along though, huh? For you.
I don't know about all that, but maybe, I would like that to be a thing that when I come out of this whole thing, I can be better at as well, you know?
Be better at relationships.
Yeah. Or everything. Just, you know, I want to have like my own place. I want to have like a fucking cat. You know what I mean? Like those types of stuff.
But
I want a couch.
Relationships and having an apartment and a couch are different things, right?
Oh, of course.
I don't know how being in quarantine improves relating.
It doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't, but it makes you realize that up until this point, you just face the things that you've ignored, I suppose,
okay,
is my point.
Got
so like,
it. So it's putting your face to the mirror a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I've always said like, I love comedy more than I'll ever love a woman. And I don't necessarily want to go forth with that as being my frame of thought, you know?
Well, speaking of frame of thought, before the mics heated up, Nadav came out, and he's actually got it highlighted up there right now. It said, Potter comes in women now.
I mean, that's a narrative that we need to dispel first and foremost.
Dispel or discuss?
We can discuss it, but we need to dispel the way that Nadav is taking the baton and running with the actual truth.
He actually seems quite lit up about this.
Well,
he thinks this is a good thing.
Did I did in fact, yes, come in a woman.
Yeah.
That's been divulged.
I like the way
but to say comes in women now is misleading, and that is why the fake news media.
Nadav is
fake
news.
If that was
news.
A tweet, that would be, this claim is disputed by.
Nadav is fake news. I love it.
This is what happens. The narrative gets twisted
I
all
you.
The time.
I get you. You're right.
We are nowhere near. If this was Operation Warp Speed, Dr. Drew, we are still in the stage one trials. We are not even close to
my friend.
A vaccine
but,
here.
But I like that he's at least seemingly delighted in your accomplishment.
There's progress. That's
he's
cool.
really delighted. He's genuinely delighted.
Yes, but I'm just saying.
What the fuck happened?
So much needs to be done before. I mean, I can tell you the nitty gritty of what happened, and it's more about that than I believe any sort of revelation as to how I can fix my little issue. But in this one incident, we just had a wonderful time. That's really all that it was. And it was,
Was there anything special about your attraction to this young lady?
There was a chemistry sexually, and one that we acknowledged that we said, like, this is wild, like this, it's nothing that we would explore beyond
had
that.
Had she like, sampled your shoulder hair porn and like was into it?
She sampled everything and
before I mean like she was like she
oh I don't know what got her necessarily
going
up the tree, but you know, when she was there she shook all the branches. I'll say
that's good.
But yeah, I mean, like, you know, I mean, so it was a bit more of a unnatural, I'm not gonna say unnatural, I'm trying to think, unconventional, untraditional sort of a position type situation of when it actually occurred.
What does that mean?
Well, I was, you know, the old move where their back is on the bed and they lay the head off the back, you know, like a,
yeah,
like a body.
But were you?
And then you go inside. You do that.
Were you using the mouth or
the mouth? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That worked for you.
So well, that and then accompanied by a little like then I did a little squat over action and she took care of that area and then went back inside.
Action.
Yeah,
and
you
then,
know.
And then you went back in the vagina and that was what
no. Then
happened.
I went in her mouth. It was all in the mouth. So
you ejaculated in her mouth.
Right. That's what's up for question.
See, Nadav? That's not a, you know, that's not all.
No, but you're saying that's not an improvement from where you were?
It's an improvement.
It's an improvement, but let's not bandy the headline about that. It's
you
like,
know what? You're
that's,
right.
You're
it's
like,
misleading.
You are George right. W. Bush on the fucking boat right now going mission accomplished, and then we're still having people die in Iraq 20 years later. You know what I'm saying?
I like the way everything is a political reference today for you. All your sexual material just goes right into the historical context.
Is he not with the mission Mission Accomplished banner
yeah,
on
he
the
is.
Fucking.
He is. I was misled. I was expecting. I was expecting a different story. So, but I am. I'm still, nonetheless, equally as delighted as Nadavid.
I'm happy too. I had a great time. Yeah. I just don't know that it's headline news. I think it's more of a third page sort
of
story.
And you go back from another session?
I mean, I might down the road. We don't know. I
okay.
mean,
and that, and then you could sort of keep expanding.
I would like to have more experiments down. You know.
But or is that the zone now? You know what I mean? Because men get into a zone and you. You know.
I really do think it has more to do with the comfortability than I do the actual act that was occurring at the moment.
Okay. The fact that this is somebody you liked or that she was comfortable.
That we,
you
I,
feel comfortable.
You know, when a girl, here's the thing, Dr. Drew, and I want to put this out there,
please.
All the folk out there, maybe necessarily on the fence about getting their beehole licked as a gentleman, because I know that's controversial out there.
But it's a gentlemanly move.
But yes, no, it is definitely a gentlemanly move. It is like, you know, you have scotch on the rocks, you're sitting by the fire, you get your ass licked. That is a gentleman's move.
Okay, Sir Walter Raleigh.
So my point is, you need to be more into it. Mm-hmm. Because also what it does is, if a girl enjoys doing that, you have no airs to put up beyond that point. If she's down there doing that, like, she has seen...
That's what you call a commitment.
You inside and out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, there's no more... Your guard's let down.
Does anyone
point.
Really like that, though?
Anyone,
I mean, the doing of it.
I believe there's some people out there. Okay. It's like saying, I don't know... It's like a janitor being the Michelangelo of janitors. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't necessarily, that wasn't what he chose to do, but he's going to do it with all his might.
So yeah. So it's really,
you know,
your commitment.
Yeah.
It's being the best at what you do, even if it's sweeping and
it's the love
track.
Of the game.
The love of the game.
Yeah.
Here's an email an email. I was wondering why balls are outside our body. Got any theory?
Well, are they technically? I mean, you're the one who has all these different little schematic. Like, technically, your mouth is outside your body because of the thing.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
you're right. Technically,
I mean,
balls. You're absolutely correct.
So balls are in them, right?
Yeah, they're inside the body. A few shows ago, you said they are essentially organs. Essentially organs. Testes are organs. That's what they are. Why aren't they following protocol and being inside the body and be protected instead of hanging outside, exposed to all kinds of harms? Keeping high and tight. Love from Hungary.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. They need a different temperature for optimal sperm production. So they're actually outside the body to keep cool.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, when you're trying to have babies, if you have a fertility issue, they usually have you not avoid tidy whities that pull it up towards the body and avoid hot tubs and baths and things like that, because sperm production is dependent on temperature.
I raised this question recently when I had to wear a skirt for a little production we did here. Why are the ladies wearing the skirts when we have the balls in the dick? Like, how did that fashion become a thing? Like, why isn't it men's fashion to wear skirts?
I mean,
they're free.
If you live in the Highlands of Scotland.
Yeah, of course, kilts.
You're wearing dresses.
But I'm saying, I want skirt. I say we fucked up.
Well, let's think about it. First of all, men stinkier. I don't want that shit right in the breeze if I can cover it.
Would it be stinkier if we had skirts?
Yes,
we were free flowing.
Yes, we would be. It's bad. Men are bad. Men are.
Oh yeah, because pussies are always so fucking
okay,
great.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Do you think it's sort of like asking why women wear lipstick?
No, it's not.
Think about it.
I'm talking utilitarian.
I'm talking utilitarian too.
Why would men utilitarian style wear lipstick?
Oh no, they wouldn't.
That's my point. It's utilitarian to wear a skirt because we're not all bunched up in pants.
Oh, I see. You're saying from a comfort standpoint, why don't we wear skirts?
Oh,
see, I'm thinking from
the dawn of fashion. How weren't we like, we get the fucking dresses and the skirts because it's free flowing in there and our balls and dicks hang.
As of pulling
them
up in the pants.
Yeah. And they can wear the pants because they got fucking gashes between their legs.
Oh, dude, come on now. So look,
you know
here we go.
About.
Here's a dress.
People like really don't like that word gash, do they?
It is a little offensive. Yeah.
I just consider it like, you know.
Is that Harry Styles in dresses? Yeah, Harry Styles.
Yeah,
in
he's
dress,
really into dress. Into
good
dresses.
For him.
See, progressive guy here. He knows what's up. We're going to flip the coin on this whole skirt thing.
Now, do you think, should we not wear underwear with the skirts?
I would say if it was that long, no, none needed.
None needed, right. And do you think, again, there's a lot of sexual signaling in females' clothing and makeup, right?
Right.
So maybe the dress is sort of a signal.
A dress doesn't do it for me because it's like one of those, like, unless it's like a form-fitting one, like a slinky one, you know? Mm-hmm. If it was one like Harry Styles was wearing, like some fucking 18th century bullshit, I would be like, I don't know what's under there.
Right. You wouldn't. It, would
it doesn't signal anything. It signals that's shut down.
You're right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Let's do a little voicemail.
Hey, Hitlers. My name is Zach, and I know a lot of hippies, and a lot of people are getting into this whole trying to be one with their canida.
Their what?
Fungus in their body.
What?
I'm just curious if people that have yeast infections of the vagina can transfer that yeast to another partner. Thanks. I'll be seeing you.
Yeah, they can. I mean, technically you can get oral thrush and things, but it doesn't happen. If you're immunologically, if you're a young person, it does not happen. Vagina is a very, and again, the vagina is outside the body. It's a pocket that's outside the body. It communicates with the external world. But it's a very delicate flora and fauna that when the balance goes off in any little way, yeast proliferate. That's all.
Hmm.
You see? Any questions?
No, I mean, everything's outside, inside. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, balls, well, you were right about the balls.
Yeah,
the balls are...
the vagina is a cavern, it's outside.
It communicates with the outside world. Wow. You can put your hand... There are things, you know, you can put your hand in your mouth. It's outside
can
your body.
Can you prolapse a vagina? I feel like that's a stupid question.
No, yes, you can. Okay. And after childbirth, what happens is the bladder will fall down into the vagina.
Oh, boy.
The rectum can fall down to the vagina. Here we are.
Babies really fuck your
and
shit up.
It's called a rectocele versus a cystocele. And your whole uterus can kind of fall out as you get older. The whole thing can kind of fall down. That one on the left there is an advanced vaginal prolapse.
Golly.
Pretty nasty looking, yeah.
When ladies have a baby, it's like, hey, do you want a hurricane to hit your house? That's just the same
thing. I know, right?
It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they just tear it up.
Wild.
Yeah, and women sacrifice. They just willingly go for that.
And they, some of them really want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Golly.
There's a whole motivational system there that you don't have.
No, I clearly do not.
give me a young lady voice message. I tire of our gentlemen.
Yeah, you know, I think we're a little
weird.
Low.
We might not
low
have
the
any
ladies.
Of
oh my God, it's all the guys preoccupied.
I'll tell you
okay.
when. I got a really good one for
okay,
you.
Okay, all right.
Hey guys, long live the Rational Revolution. This is Elliot. I have a question about fetishes. Mm-hmm. Where do they come from? Why do we have fetishes? Mm-hmm. So I've noticed the last couple of years, I've been turned on by girls that lift weights and use steroids and have like big clits. It's a very interesting thing. And also horror porn, like girls that are like scary, like vampire stuff and role play things. Didn't have that before. Now I do. So where does that come from? Thanks, guys.
Okay. Mm. So technically a fetish is something, it's something you need to focus on that's necessary for you to have sexual functioning, right? Like you have to see feet in order to ejaculate. What you're kind of talking about is a preoccupation. And what are you smiling about?
I just, these fucking people with these things, they're like children. It's like, I like Marvel movies and I like horror porn. It's like, just fuck, just watch people fuck. I mean, God damn it. I'm not mad at anybody for having their thing, but Jesus, it's like, grow up. Fucking horror porn. I see ones with like aliens and stuff. I'm like, who needs that?
Well, what happens is, then this is what his question was, where does it come from? When you watch too much porn, your body sort of needs higher levels of stimulation. And for whatever reason, you kind of go one direction or another to get that higher arousal. It's kind of like a drug. Like you need more to get
the same
effect.
I can
understand
that if he was like, Dr. Drew, I hate it. I went down the road of rape porn or something like that. I'd be like, oh yeah, this guy's getting a little too into it. But then when they're like, I like when they dress up like Iron Man and they fuck, you know what I mean? You're like, yes. Who's watching this dumb shit?
I know, it's weird how they go off into stuff, but they can go into bad stuff.
Horror
like the
porn
stuff.
They're like, it's a werewolf.
They
like,
will get to some weird shit. So I'd rather he go with the werewolves than the
guess so.
Shitting nipples or
but
whatever.
But also it's like, come on, man.
All right, but but real fetishes are probably set up much earlier in life. And there's really nobody really knows. Again, there are sort of windows of preferences getting set up. Probably the foot fetish and things like that are probably very early. And then other stuff gets set up in like 12 to 14. You know, even when you're a 12 to 14-year-old boy, things you see at that age becomes like, you just remember that.
Maybe this guy got blown trick-or-treating or something. You know?
Something, who knew, you never know. Give me another one.
Hi, Drew. My name is Robbie. I have a problem. I believe it's called HS in my armpits. It's essentially like I don't know, honeycomb-like pimples
right.
that I have. They generally pop up in the armpit. Sometimes I've had them on my thigh, generally it's the armpit. And I've been told that the only thing to treat this with is generally steroids, steroid injections if it gets too bad. Mm-hmm. Is there any other recommendations you have besides getting steroid injections? Maybe a steroid cream or some other topical remedy.
All right, got it. Got it. I think we talked about this last time you were here. Show us a picture of hyradinitis superativa. Hyradinitis superativa. You showed it to me once before.
Sounds
there we
like
go.
A weed strand, doesn't it?
Hyradinitis superativa. That's close. There it is. Look down there. Give me a picture. There it is. Isn't that lovely? Yeah, it's nice.
What is that? It looks like a vagina.
No, that's an armpit, and it's all that horrible stuff that hyradinitis causes. And yeah, it's an inflammatory thing. So I think they're actually using some like immunosuppressive medication for bad cases and stuff. But that's about
is it. Hurting
like,
shit?
Thing like Humira, stuff like that. Yeah, it's not fun. Scars.
Oh,
it's like a bad, like a horrible acne kind of thing in your armpit.
Boy.
It's not fun. Not fun. Do we have any other voice messages? I'm indulging today.
How many of these people, they have stuff you go like, that sounds like a superhero? Because that's what that guy was talking. He's like, I've got honeycombs in my armpits.
He said HS, high red night super TV.
I didn't know what that was.
Hi, Dr. Drew. This is Jay calling from San Jose, California. Quick question about headaches. Mm-hmm. So a little backstory. My grandma used to get migraines and headaches. I don't think I get migraines, but I do tend to get headaches. I was just wondering if I drink plenty of water, but my question is it hereditary? Is there anything I can do or add to my diet to stop these? Usually they kind of progress as the day goes on. But yeah, let me know. Thank you. Love the show. Bye.
Thank you. Well, headaches are very complicated. Migraines do tend to be transmitted familially. So and there's lots of great treatments now for migraines, and there are prophylactic agents you could take. So you need to work up to figure out what kind of headache it is, and then you need to figure out some treatments or preventative measures. Things like Topamax can sometimes stop them, and beta blockers, even calcium blockers, all kinds of stuff you can try. But you shouldn't just live with the headaches; they can get pretty bad. Here's 25-year-old. I've been having discolored vaginal discharge, irregular periods. I know that I'm. That it's normal, but over the last year or so, I've had a number of times when it's different colored, pink or light brown. To me, to think that it might be the beginning of a period, but then it turns out not to be. I think that it tends to happen when I'm extra stressed or emotional. This hormonal shift for women in mid-20s, right? Could this be hormones? Yes, stress and hormones both can do this. So you should have it checked out just to be sure, but you needn't concern yourself.
I wanted to ask you something about the headaches before.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get pretty bad migraines. But then I noticed when I moved to the West Coast, I don't know if it's lack of my job was giving me migraines, but I had them ever since I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to the West Coast. I don't have them anymore. I've had like two
interesting.
In 3 years. Is it climate? Could that?
No. I you know, you have the eye thing too. Is there anything going on with your eyes? Because that can cause headaches. Anything
I
new
mean, there
with that?
Was, but I mean, I'm saying they've ceased in the last like 3 years. I've had two migraines, whereas I was getting them like once a month.
Yeah, I'm going to say, are you on any medication or anything?
No.
Do you drink a lot?
My sleep paralysis stopped when I moved out here.
Interesting. So that suggests that they are more stress related.
Oh, okay.
So, and you're not drinking a lot more caffeine out here? Caffeine helps headaches sometimes.
I think I'm drinking less, actually.
Okay. The caffeine can also cause headaches. When I was 12, I had surgery to get one of my boys to drop. Okay, so you know if you don't have a descended testy, it can become cancerous. They have to bring it down.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
if
boy.
If it stays up there. So how do you know? You're walking around, you're like, I'm 54 and I, how do you know?
It more that your pediatrician noticed that your testes weren't in the sack yet.
Okay.
Fast forward to 35, I went to get a vasectomy. The doctor said if he was to do this procedure, I would be in a lot of discomfort for 2 to 4 weeks, not the usual 2 to 3 days. The cord that it's connected to one of the ones that didn't drop scarred. My
Ooh.
Wife and I are trying to figure out if I should get it fixed, just take 2 weeks off work. I don't know quite what he's talking about.
Just have your wife do it, bro. Just have her be like, suck that shit down, right?
Right.
I'd at least try to get her to do it. Be like, hey, why don't you give it a shot before we go pay for a doctor and stuff.
Right. Do me a favor. Do not get into that manner of thought around the thing that I operated on.
What's that?
That you're just going to have someone suck it out.
Oh, that's gross. No, this is like to lower it.
I'm just saying,
Just get that shit lower.
Get the surgery.
Suck that shit down.
Get the surgery, my friend. Get the surgery, okay?
I'm just trying to give some DIY stuff out there. This claim was disputed by Twitter. You know, they'll have that. It'll be underneath.
Next up, our friends at Bombas. Now, maybe you haven't always thought about socks as a perfect gift or literally a perfect way also to give back, but Bombas socks were made to give, literally to give and to give back. When you give a pair of super comfortable Bombas socks, you're not only giving someone a gift they will love. Trust me, the socks are phenomenal. You're also donating a specifically designed pair to someone in need. Because for every pair of socks Bombas sells, they donate a pair to someone experiencing homelessness across the country. And since socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, this generosity of giving, Bombas will make a meaningful impact on the holiday season. Bombas are especially engineered to make the most comfortable pair of socks you and everyone on your gift list has ever worn. And I always say when people give me socks as a gift, every time I put the socks on throughout the year, I think about the person who gave the gift. And now you can also think about the fact that if you're buying Bombas, you're giving back at the same time. Their socks never slip. There's a special midfoot support system. And mine are the most comfortable pair of socks I have, frankly. That's just it. Bombas comes in tons of different colors and styles. And of course, the generosity of the Bombas customers has allowed them to donate over 40 million pairs of socks. From comfort to kindness and everything in between, Bombas aren't just giveable, they're made to give. Go to bombas.com/Drew today and get 20% off any purchase during their big holiday sale. November 18th through December 2nd, that is bombas.com/DREW for 20% off Bombas. It is bombas.com/Drew. I need TikTok. Let's do some TikToks. I want to do a bunch of videos. I want to indulge in videos. Oh my God.
All right, all ready.
Please tell me that dog does not bite his owner. Oh, he's like, you do your nails? Okay.
I just chilled.
That is crazy.
Oof, that gave me a little anxiety there.
Is that a Rottweiler or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Keep going. Just keep giving
him. I need a snuggle. Ooh.
Oh, do you?
With a little bit of a fuck.
Hmm.
I think I need a snuggle fuck. Is that a thing?
She seems like she'd snuggle you, and then she'd turn into that Rottweiler. She's like...
Oh, my God. Is there more from this lady?
That's it.
There's so much going on there. What's over her right ear with the fuzzy thing there?
Up in the top right? I think that's like an emoji or something.
No. Oh, no, that's her left ear. That's our right. But her there, that thing. What is that?
Oh, I think it's just one of those like, it's like a shawl that she has on top of the couch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I see it now. Okay. Just looked a little weird. Just a lot going on in that picture. All right, keep going. Let's go.
Hi. Yes, I would love to do a video using neo pronouns for those of you who want to use them. And then this is also a great video for everyone to watch because... not a lot of us have heard people use neo-pronouns in context.
Uh-oh.
So this is just a good one to hear what it sounds like.
Educate me.
So there are like millions of options for neo-pronouns. Mm. A lot of people even like make up their own ones. I'm just going to do some of the popular ones. We'll start with it. Hello, it would really like a vanilla cone with chocolate sprinkles.
That's what I call everyone.
And it would really like it in a bowl if you can do that with a spoon. It's just less messy that way. All right, we appreciate it. So another one I wanted to do was Hugh. It's Hugh Hughes Hume. And it kind of is short for human, which I really like because I just identify as a human. I don't really have a gender identity right now. But it would sound something like this. Hugh would really like a vanilla cone. I'll get it to Hume. Thank you.
So she seems delightful. She seems lovely. She seems very smart. If I need to call an ambulance for her, what do I say?
An ambulance.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm fine with calling everyone.
Go over there and get them. Get it. Go get it. The ambulance. The paramedics can be like, there's something I need to get out of the refrigerator or what?
I finally feel seen because I was calling them all it anyway when I didn't know.
I see.
I do that with babies too. I noticed it's pretty callous of me where I'll be like, what did it do or whatever. Like
as usual, there's some wisdom embedded in that.
And then my friends will be like, it's a baby, you can say she or he or whatever. And I go, oh, like my sister, I'll be like,
I think the it is a little more appropriate, right? Because it doesn't have a gender. I go,
I'm being woke here. Yeah, all right? You are. So suck my dick, all right? So suck its dick. So
Hume's dick.
Suck Hugh's dick, dog.
Hughes. Hume.
Hugh is a person's name. You got to be careful with that.
But I am all for the invention of new pronouns, though, because then we can we can learn what they are, and then they mean what they mean, and that's that, as opposed to confusing us with pronouns that mean something else.
Well, yeah.
And then when I'm trying to get medical services to somebody in an ICU, and I have to use things where people are like, four people turn around.
They pull out a CVS receipt has their, they'd be like, okay, which gender do you apply to here?
It's not even that. It's like, if I start saying they, literally the nurses are going to go, who do you want to go in there with?
They can't identify which person you're talking about.
They mean something when you say, I need you to get in there. Then I need them to get in there. The three nurses are going to run in.
Yeah.
It's like, no, them.
No, that's hard.
It's not, it's going to hurt people.
And then you're going to fuck up and they're going to be like dying and they'll be like, it's them, not he, them.
All right. Anyway, I like this girl. I think she's lovely. And,
I like it. I can't believe, I used to think that was, people would be upset by that, but I'm going to adopt that across the board.
You got
to
help me.
Yeah.
Josh, the amount of time and energy spent on this stuff could be spent.
Remember
so
when
much
pronoun was just a word you heard in English class?
Yeah, and you didn't want to learn it.
And then, now every time I hear it, of course I glaze over.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking English class to me all of a sudden.
But language is being completely controlled and distorted and stuff, and now we have to tiptoe around language constantly.
Rational
Revolution suggests language is something not...
Well, what I enjoyed about radio fluid was that you have words you can't say on the radio, right? So it's fun, and also you can't say certain sentences that allude to things, obviously, but you can tiptoe and dance around those lines and still bring your idea across the goal line.
Yes.
And I always thought that was the most fun part. So now society's doing that and I'm kind of going like...
So you like it?
I don't like it, but I mean like I'm going to fucking live within it and it's going to be fun. I'm going to make my own fun with it. So hey, this lady wants to be called it. Hey, guess what, lady? You got it.
Fair enough. Give me some more.
Husband, Aaron, say hi.
Hello.
Boyfriend?
What's up?
Ryan. What's up? These are my babies.
Wait, so like they're her kids and she fucks them? Is that what we're talking about? I don't even know what's going on there.
Yeah, all I know is it's not going to last.
It's Alabama. It'll probably last.
There's going to be... It's so hard to get two people to survive in a relationship. When you add a third, it just becomes exponentially more problematic.
Now, may I throw this out there? In a community, perhaps I'm projecting and just speculating on what kind of community they are in, perhaps they are so, for lack of a better word, incestual in their community that this, despite any sort of confrontations, will last beyond those because of the community that they're in and they see each other all the time.
Have them come back in a few years.
Okay.
See where it goes. Have you seen those TV shows about this kind of stuff?
I want to see backwoods ones, though, because I feel like it's one of those things where if you live in the holler and you can only fuck Jerry and Kale and whoever else is across the street, you're all fucking each other, and you kind of eventually retread those tires again.
Just call that college.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's kind of like college, but forever. It's purgatory for these people in those communities. So they don't get to have new strange once in a while.
It's like Egyptian royalty or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to be with themselves. All right.
It's toxic and it won't go well and it's not going to better any of their lives, but I think it'll just keep going around and around and around.
I will love to see some examples across a long period of time, like 5-10 years, that where it really does work, but it always ends up with people being very unhappy, but okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up next?
$20. They're really sweaty.
$20 for what?
Her sockies.
Oh. He wants a sock.
People out here, the feet people are getting wild.
Yeah. Is there more on this guy?
No, that's it. She just sold her socks to a really cool guy.
Move on.
You should just wear signs, ladies, when you're jogging. Be like, sweaty socks.
$20.
Two more blocks, I'll be done. You get them over here for $40. You know, you got a price on it.
Hey, Mom, I think I'd like to start using gender neutral pronouns.
Oh, sure, sweetie. Do you mean like gender non-binary?
Yeah, I think so.
That was so brave of you to tell me. How do you feel about being non-binary?
I don't know. Confused? I'm really nervous of what my friends will think, and I don't want anyone to bully me.
You know, you don't have to tell other people right away. You can wait until you're ready.
No, I want to tell them and my school. I'd like them to use they, them pronouns.
You know, that could get really confusing. Have you thought about using something like Z?
No, I like they, them for sure. They, them, it just feels right.
Okay, sweetie, but it might take me a while to get it right. You've been a boy as long as I've known you.
That's okay. I understand.
Hey, how about a pronoun jar, like a swear jar?
You mean you put in a coin every time you mess up?
Exactly.
We should call CPS right now.
Good for them? They, them? I mean the two of them?
I guess it's as rational as a discussion as you could have scripted out, I suppose, obviously. But I thought she was playing the child at the same time.
That's what I thought, too. I was like,
this is all sorts of fucking TikTok. But
I'm very anxious to see how that generation feels about their parents in like 15 years. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Like what generation is there? Are millennials these parents?
Yeah. For the most part.
So my generation is these parents?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious too. Because we all think we're going to end up being, it's going to be one of those things where it's like an old person at the party or whatever going like, but I'm so woke, Jerry. And, you know, like, they're going to be like, my mom's such a fucking bitch.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to start to look like
she thinks she's woke because she said Black Lives Matter.
My generation was dealing with, which was the parents just sort of turn the kids out into the world. Just like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you might get molested. Yeah, you might get run over by a car. Anyway, it's part of child rearing. Good right. luck.
But won't it be like,
maybe the best way to have done things. Maybe.
But like, won't it be like, mom's music is so lame. It'll be like mom's version of being woke is so lame. Like,
oh, they'll hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They will think whatever it is you're doing is just ridiculous.
Which is going to turn wild.
But they will have their own thing that will be whatever it will be. So we'll
yeah,
see.
It's the wheel keeps turning.
Yeah. So, okay, keep going.
Hi, I'm a little. Nice to meet you. I like to use pacifiers. I like to color. And I also like to watch kids' TV shows. And also things that pertain to being a child.
That's not his voice, right?
I hope not.
I don't think so.
If it is, he's got a career that he's missing out on in the sex line industry.
How about some cartoon voices?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he could do all kinds of cool stuff. Tykeables, padded pup Tykeables. Why am I getting nauseated when I see this stuff? Anyway, let's keep
I don't like pacifiers and stuff like that.
No.
They're the grossest. I don't think I even liked them as a child because like you're just sucking on this thing. Like, who gives a shit?
Let's try another one. I was hoping to clear my palate a little bit with a little TikTok. It's not working.
Mom, what?
Are you supposed to go poop?
You want to watch me go poop?
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Mom.
No.
Yeah.
You don't want to see me poop.
I do.
I don't know how parents do anything, man.
Is that child abuse? Isn't that a problem?
That's not child abuse. What is that child
abuse? Do you think
abuse?
That actually was exchanged, or did they script that?
I don't think that was... If that's scripted, Drew Barrymore, look out, because that's going to be the next child actor.
Right. So it's
that chick was fucking great if that's...
Yeah, something was happening, and she thought she would put that up on TikTok.
But yeah, I mean, like, that just goes to show parents, moms can't ever take. I mean, you always hear that. They're like, I can't even take a shit. And you're like, all right, relax. You chose to have a child. But it's true. Yeah,
that's absolutely true. Let's see. I'm 41 years old. I had a vasectomy. I've been married 20 years. I think those factors are contributing to a declining sex drive. Uh-oh. I can go 10 plus days without needing to white. He's 41. When I go that long, a fair amount of white drips out when I make a hearty brown. That's because your seminal vesicles are all filled up, dude. I understand that means the prostate needs to be unloaded, not the prostate. The prostate just sits there and just produces the fluid. My question is there any health risk my prostate letting it back up to that point? So, no, this is just him.
So what's his problem? His balls are too full?
He's letting too much time go by. There's no association with that in any real, maybe prostate inflammation, but no prostate cancer or anything.
What a cool doctor's orders. Empty your balls more, bro.
Empty your seminal vesicles. And I worry that he's not seemingly so into his wife. And there is a general decline in his libido, and that might have something to do with medication, or he ought to just be evaluated by a doctor.
May I ask you this?
Going on.
About
body
balls.
Weight, getting overweight can do that.
I'm sorry.
About balls. Ask about balls.
Yes. No, I, because everyone here is flabbergasted at this.
Yeah.
I mentioned during the particular romp which we were discussing earlier,
mm-hmm.
in which I came or whatever.
Yeah.
I had had it was a real to-do, a couple of days, you know, with this person. And through a course of 12 hours, with the aid of a pill of some sort, I ejaculated 6 times.
When was this?
Over the course of 12 hours.
When was this?
Relatively recently, without giving.
This was the same lady.
This was yes.
Let me understand something. You went from being unable to ejaculate.
Well, I didn't. I mean, those were me, Jay, and my D. So what I'm
with
saying
with the lady.
Yeah.
Which is something you've always been able to do.
Always,
with
yeah, 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 yeah. But they were just remarking on the number within the 12 hours. And I told them, I said it was 2, sleep, 2, meal, nap.
Still 12 hours.
2.
Still 12 hours.
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't that make more sense?
So the 2 already is good.
Yeah.
Right? But then to be able to do 2 again the same
next
day?
No, the next morning when I woke up.
Oh, the next morning. So that's 2. Okay.
So yeah, but I'm saying 12 hours, or I guess 24 hours,
okay,
not 12
24 hours.
Hours.
So we're talking about 3.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Yeah.
24 hours, like
3
7
and 3
to 7.
We're talking
I guess you're
about,
right. That is less than, that's more than 12.
So Nadav's less impressed.
This story's changing a lot.
No, I'm sorry. No, you're right. Because I did the math wrong.
He was doing awakening 12
Because remember
hours.
I said, remember I said, you know, I went to, it was nighttime.
Sure.
And then I went to sleep, woke up the next day, did 2. Lunch, sleep, 2.
Now I'm guessing.
I don't remember the schedule. I just remember hearing 6 times in 12 hours.
I did fuck up 12. I meant 24.
How old are you now?
I'm 34.
Okay. I'm guessing when you were 16, 17, 6 times in a 24-hour period was no big deal.
Probably not.
Right. So not everyone can do that even at that age.
No, I think, I mean, right. I could, yeah.
So you're just good for that. That's you.
I mean,
even
yeah.
though you have weird resistance to being able to do it with another human.
I just can't do it with the person.
It's so interesting that you can produce so much prodigious fluid.
Yeah, it's all backed up in there.
Yeah, and yet it can't come out with a person, which is what it's designed to do.
Yeah, what's going on?
I tried to figure that out with you a couple of times.
How do we figure it out?
Well, you've said mostly it's comfort and ease and, you know.
Yeah.
That kind
How
of
do
stuff.
You find out, like, if you, because people are like, you were molested or whatever. And I'm like, I would tell you, I would honestly be open.
There's nothing about any of this that says molestation.
Okay, so then what could I like have to, you know, go back and find or whatever to get it, to figure this out.
When we have discussed this in before, what we decided, and I think I'm right, is you need a stable relationship with somebody whom you work it out with.
Yeah.
Which is sort of what you're doing now.
Which
right?
kind of is happening with these retreads.
Yeah. So you're all right. You're fine.
All right. Okay.
Shit on windshield. Well, tell me what that is.
So this customer got mad because I didn't want to cash his check. And he shitted and fucking put that shit on my fucking car.
Oh my
I'm
God.
I'm gonna beat his ass when I fucking see him.
He shitted.
He don't know I got his social, his address, and all of that. I just got off of work.
Oh
my God.
I didn't
want
to take the shirt off my windshield. Wipers.
Literally.
But Khalil Salisbury Shepherd, born January 15th, 1996. I'm gonna beat your ass, like I said earlier. What make it so bad is I'm driving down the road. Everybody keeps staring at my fucking car. I need to get to a car wash ASAP. Everybody keeps staring at this. Look at this. This man pressure cleaning this shit and it's not coming off. It refused to come off.
I like the multi-part saga. I love it.
Oh my God, that is a nightmare. I would be like, we were talking about the tires earlier that you have in that dilemma. I would have been like just driving down the street using the squirties till they ran out and been like, come on.
And this was like her Instagram story.
Yeah. I can't believe someone would throw that on the windshield. Like if you're going to shit your pants,
but
I get
it. But it might have been dog shit or something. They just grabbed and put on there. You know
no.
what I mean?
No. Did you see that?
You know, he certainly set it up to look like he shit his pants and put it on there.
You think he picked up dog shit with his pants?
If you were diabolical and you wanted to make her
with
think.
With his ID in the pants?
No, she knew the ID because she worked at the bank. He had just been a customer at the bank.
Oh, yeah, I thought he had like his wallet in the pants.
No,
still.
I don't think that's the case. So, cool beard trimming. Cool beard trimming. Is it with a feathering?
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
Oh no.
He's trying to get. He must be getting some real good pussy tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Grab a sage.
Oh my God. He is. Yeah.
He's got that.
What is the language of speaking? I don't recognize it. So that's a new way to shave. It beats waxing.
I think this is in Brazil.
It's Portuguese. It beats waxing. I mean, he probably looks at waxing and goes, that's barbaric. You know?
I don't know. I mean, all I'm saying is he's going through a lot, so he's definitely getting some of that good.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? Men do some fucked up shit to get some of that.
Yes, they do.
He's like, I gotta rip this out. She's like, beards.
You'd have to grow yours out pretty far to be able to do that.
I guess you're right. I mean, I have had it back in, if you recall, the beginning of quarantine, I had it kind of like system of a down kind of
thing. No, it's better this way.
Yeah.
Parkour accident. Uh-oh. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
my God.
Oh, let's see that again. Thomas love this.
Parkour accidents are the best because they choose to do this.
Oh, Jesus.
What do you think happened to him there?
I see another head injury and orthopedic problem.
I think he got up and he was like, let me try one more time. I fucked it up, obviously.
Maybe. It's possible. I can't really see fully what happened here. Oh, he hit his head on that first thing. So
that little box broke his fall, though. So it's
But the first head whack might be enough to really cause him some trouble. So certainly neck problems. what else you got for us? The head stuck. I'm intrigued by that one.
Yeah. All right, I got you.
What the hell?
Me. You all right, my man? You get your head stuck in the bin. You get your head stuck in the bin, my man. What are you up to then? Aye.
It's like those pornos.
You sure? This head stuck in the fucking bin.
Yeah, we were just talking about those porns, you know?
Which one?
The one where they get stuck. And they're like, I'm stuck in this dishwasher. And then you have to fuck them out.
What? What do we were just talking about those? I've never heard of those before.
You never heard about being stuck and stuff? Like, I'm
no.
Stuck. This guy would have been perfect. He would have been like, I'm stuck in this car. And then someone would be like, I think I can get you out. And then they put their dick in his butt. And then he's like, I don't know if it's working. Maybe go harder. And then they're like, he's like, all right, let me try this. And then they like,
oh my God.
Then they would like suck his dick and be like, it's not loosening. You never saw those porns?
No. Hmm. What is the matter with people?
That's like a genre.
A genre of porn.
Being stuck, yeah. Where they're like,
are there any genres that you find bizarre or peculiar?
All of them are bizarre.
I hear this and I'm completely like, I can't understand it.
You can't understand it. I mean, it's. I just told you what it is.
I know. I understand the words when you say them. I can't understand why they'd be appealing to
somebody. I don't jerk off to that necessarily. I just know it exists.
Is there anything that you look at and you think, oh my God, how could that be appealing to somebody?
Oh, we talked about that horror thing before. I think that's just stupid where they're like, I'm a vampire. You're like, all right.
How about to like hentai porn?
That's like cartoons. I don't watch. I don't watch like you made fun of. I mean, everyone roasted me because I don't watch South Park or The Simpsons or anything like that. But I just never liked cartoons, and I'll watch episodes here and there or whatever. But cartoon things never. So I'm definitely not gonna watch porn cartoons.
Robot Chicken?
That's like a clay thing. I don't know. I've watched parts of it,
but still, it's too cartoony.
I'm not a cartoon. Cartoon Network is a cartoon network. So I'm
yes,
like, I'm,
they call it Cartoon
I just
Network.
I kind of skip over that one, you know?
So there's something wrong with your soul is what we're saying.
I guess.
You
I don't know.
Like
I never.
Cartoons. Funny cartoons. Some of the best comedy on television.
Of course. Of course. And I like Bill Burr's show. I've watched that. I guess I've watched that. That's a cartoon. Mm. But I just, you know, when it's like something that's a cartoon, I don't gravitate towards it immediately.
Interesting.
So hentai porn is out. That's the whole like.
Give me another voice message. Voicemail.
Hey, what's up, Dr. Drew? It's Jason. I'm a 21-year-old from the Bay Area. My problem is that I think I found the love of my life, but, you know, she, like, very briefly accidentally mentioned that she had a threesome with two other guys one time, and it just, you know, was fucking me up a little bit, so am I, you know, stupid for tripping off it so hard? Or?
Yeah.
Should I just get over it?
So, yeah.
I don't know.
So he's saying the fact that she had a threesome is bothering him?
Yeah, he's being a little queef about it. He should fucking grow up.
Yeah.
Be like, but, that's cool. We're not going to do that.
To be fair, finding the love of your life at 21 is a little premature anyway.
Well, that's what happened. Yeah. That's young people
that's
shit.
That's lust,
When you hear those stories, you don't go like, tell me more and jerk off. You go like, how would my queen... got trailed by two guys at once.
Queen above 18.
Oh my goodness. You know, like you get upset. It twists.
Yeah. You gotta like let people have their life.
No, think about
you.
All the other cool shit she's gonna do, bro.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes men feel threatened and feel like, oh, there's a wild vagina on the loose. Who knows where it will go when I'm not around?
Yeah, that sounds cool to me. Like, right, grab a hold and ride that Bronco, bro.
It's a mature man.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Another voice message.
Hey, Drew. Mm-hmm. I have a question pertaining to white. Since No Nut November is coming to an end, me and a couple of my guy friends were thinking of doing Destroy Dick December together, kind of, where we would all participate and tally up basically the amount of times we ejaculated throughout the month, and we all have a little bit of money on the line, and whoever had the most would win. But anyway, the question I have is, could there be any adverse effects to I'm thinking some of us are pretty competitive, so it could be three, four, up to five times, probably more than the three or four times a day throughout the month. So, you know, that ends up being a lot. So I'm just wondering if there are any potential medical negatives to getting that. Thanks a lot, guys.
You got the green light, dog.
Well, I think Josh ought to be the pace car for this.
I want to play. I mean,
clearly,
I
clearly he'll be out in front of the pack just pacing.
Now, if I had this contest, I would, and I would like us to do it here, by the way, in the Destroy Dick November, December.
I think that there's something to that.
But I would require every load needs photographic metadata proof.
I was
going to
say, how are you going to referee this?
You just, you don't need to show the J.
No sample?
I need a D. I need a screen grab of the jizz afterwards.
Yeah, but somebody could divide it up, right?
No, I mean, well, it's an honor system. I mean, you got to be gentlemanly and somewhat, but the metadata.
This is a gentleman's thing.
Maybe you do a different, maybe you do colored socks, you know, that you jizz onto for like, this is Monday. This is Tuesday. You put a newspaper in the picture.
Right, yeah, a dime for scale.
Yeah. Well, you don't need, quantity's not the issue. It's just getting the nut out, and that counts as a point per day. So you got to do it. I don't know, what do they say? They're racking them up. So put a little newspaper there, put a little song. I don't know. We got to figure
clock.
Out. Yeah, a clock.
There needs to be a whole, like, there needs to be a procedure.
The metadata of the picture, I believe.
But
yes.
Destroy Dick December.
And you can tell a fresh load from a dried load. So
consult Josh's
don't
podcast.
Think you're gonna...
Josh's podcast where the rules will be discussed in detail.
We should do this. This might be a thing that happens on the podcast.
Yeah, I think you're in. I think this is happening.
For sure. The Josh Potter Show every Tuesday. Check
the
it out.
Josh Potter
rate, and review, and subscribe.
Destroy Dick December.
I like the name of it. I don't like to destroy your dick, but I get what they're saying.
And
there.
So you can inflame your prostate. That's about all you can do. You can cause prostatitis, that kind of thing. But
cause urethritis prevent
too.
That?
Don't ejaculate four times a day.
It just gets inflamed from producing so much jizz out of
you? You're just irritating the urethra and stuff with all the activity. So it's mechanical. There's a mechanical thing there.
Okay, that makes sense.
Weird Instagram advice. What is that? What pray tell? It's weird.
With the holidays coming up very soon, Thanksgiving in a couple weeks, and Christmas very soon after that, we're all in the giving mode. And as beautiful as giving is, it's also very important to receive. Oftentimes, we're quick to give advice, to give love, even when we're hurting, to give. When are we going to open up our hearts to receive? When are we going to let our guard down?
Is this going anywhere?
When are we going to let those walls collapse?
Let's go back to Destroy Dick December.
And when are we going to receive the love and the compassion? It's all around us. We just need to have a receiving heart.
I thought he was going to be talking about receiving, and then he's going to pan down. He's going to be getting blown.
Why are we watching this dude?
He's just, you know, we wanted to know, like, just the way that he talks. Like, he talks.
He talks like he's, like, medicated, like he's asleep.
Yeah.
And also not exactly erudite.
What's that
like
mean?
He's searching for words all the time.
Giving.
And repeating things.
And receiving.
Yeah. Not huge command of his vocabulary. Anyway.
That was a stupid one.
Thank you. Give me another voicemail. Oh, this, you might, this one too.
Hey, Dr. Jeans. Hey, Mommy Jeans.
Hey, man.
I have another question. Doc, I was just watching my dog take a shit in the yard.
Thank you. Nice.
And I noticed that he prolapses his anus just like a half inch to an inch.
Yeah. Aww.
And I can't see my butthole. So I wanted to know if humans prolapse just a little bit when they shit really, really hard, I know it's not going to be the double fisting prolapse that we saw on YMH Live, but I think all the mommies could take comfort in knowing that we prolapse just a bit when we're shitting real hard. Keep it high and tight.
Not really the way a dog does. You have a little bit of a further...
Thank God.
Yeah, and you can. I mean, there's such a thing, but that's not generally really what happens. Speaking of brown, my name is Xavier. For the past 6 years, I haven't had a stinky fart in 56 years.
What?
Overnight, a bunch of years ago, my farts just stopped smelling. Just wondering if you know what caused this. I'm currently 31 years old.
Now, does he have outside intel on if it smells or not? Because, you know, if you're just living with yourself forever and you're farting, he's just numb to his own scent.
Coronavirus or something. Doesn't smell anything
anymore. No, he's just numb to his own scent. You know what I'm saying? Like, people that walk around smelling like piss don't know that they smell like piss. It takes someone going like, hey, man, you smell like piss.
That's a good point. I've been meaning to talk to you about that. But the fact is it is methane produced by bacteria in the colon that create the bad smell, and maybe some antibiotics or something or some change in his diet. That can happen.
Does it create the bad smell to tell you like, hey, man, you are sick?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's no association with that. We have all kinds
I
of
had a question for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, let's do it.
Since I got back from the road...
Mm-hmm.
I think before I went on the road, I felt very like emotionless. Like my, I couldn't get really riled up or down, you know, like I felt very
now
flat-lined.
You just seem like you're a barrel of emotions.
Well, I don't know if that's the case, but I'll tell you what, I'm watching commercials. I had this cat follow me home the other night and like walk up to my doorstep and I just sat there crying.
Oh,
and like commercials are making me cry.
Oh,
like what's going on?
Isn't that interesting?
What happened?
Well, that's a sign of depression.
Okay.
are you, and sometimes, I mean, it can be flat out depression, you know, tearfulness, crying can be flat out, but sometimes it can be just you're more in touch with your feelings in the moment. And you could even be feeling like awe or open to feelings during a movie or something. But
a Mercedes commercial during Sunday Night Football, every time it comes on, and I talked about it on my podcast that came out this week, but it's like a stuffed animal. It's like on the hood of a truck.
That's more depression. Are you depressed?
Yeah, yeah. I'm severely depressed.
Okay.
100%.
Why? After ejaculating all those times, this should improve your mood.
I because it's like a sign of what my life would have been had this not happened.
So in other words, you missed all those years of ejaculating? Is that what you're saying?
No, this one year particularly.
Yeah. Why are you depressed? Come on now.
I'm depressed because I can't work. I can't do comedy.
So it was the fact that you went on the road, got exposed, got a taste of it, and then came back home. Was like, shit.
I feel like I'm like, yeah, I have more feelings now all of a sudden. Like
yeah.
An open wound or whatever. And I'm crying at weird shit. And the cat following me home, and then he comes up on my patio every day.
And does the
freaking me out.
Do the relationships have anything to do with this?
No.
So, how dare I? Sorry. Are there people involved in your feelings?
No, there's
state?
Some people that
I'm
are involved.
Sorry.
Maybe potentially or whatever.
But I'm wondering if being around these you're sort of having more relations these days, right?
And
I'm
I guess I don't know.
I'm wondering if that's opening you to more feeling states.
No.
Okay.
It's the cat in the stuffed animal commercial.
Right. It's just
those are the only things I've felt in like I feel like 6 months.
It's the depression. And I think we're all getting depressed by this COVID stuff. People are sick of this shit.
Yeah.
They are really sick of it. And they're sort of real. And everybody knows somebody that's had it now, right?
Right.
And what happened to the people that you knew that have it?
None of them died. So
not only not died.
They're all right, it seems.
Did they even get the flu?
Some of them did, but I mean, I don't know.
Right. So mostly people know people, you got mild flu or nothing. And they're like, well, why am I ruining my life? Why am I doing this?
Yeah,
right? And why is my life being turned upside down? Why am I being financially just completely blown out? Why do I have to isolate and not have social contact when everyone I know that has this thing has mild illness?
Mm-hmm.
And the fatality rate is 1%.
Yeah. Chris Christie's alive.
Yeah. And by the way, the Regeneron is out now. The Lilly product is out now. We're weeks away from the vaccine. So we should be kind of like, we're at the finish line here.
My thing is like, I was depressed
good about this
before this thing. And this just made me go like, you really had no reason. You were depressed for the wrong reasons. This is like what it could have been like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's now I have a reason.
So are you angry also?
There is anger.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I feel like the relationships have something to do with it.
No, man.
I'm
explicitly telling you that they are like an afterthought. And like this, and it's also just kind of like, those are kind of like the nice things that are going on in my life despite
so
this.
So
you know
it's really not being able to go out and live your life the way you want to.
It's
a problem.
100% has to do with not being able to travel, not being able to do shows, not being able to go do a mic, not be able to, that is all of it. It has really nothing. Those other things, relationships, the errant.
Maybe it's time
to
go out and go do it. Just do. People are finding ways to go out on the road and do stuff.
I just was, but I mean, it is not what it was though. You can't get on stage every day like you could.
So that you need that.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, back when we used to do this show more about comedy, you didn't tell me that. You didn't know that.
So you, I didn't. I did tell you. I did know that. I mean, I've known that forever.
I feel like you really learned that though through this.
I vocalize it, and I'm learning that people aren't as understanding of it as I would hope. I thought that was how every comic was. I just thought that's what the way that it was.
No, a lot of them are not.
And it's not like that.
Like I talked to Nikki Glaser a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And she is happier than I've ever seen her.
That's wild. I just can't.
Now she's been in therapy and stuff too. And she's hanging out with her family and connecting with them for the first time in a long time. And
no
stuff.
Interest.
I understand. But everyone reacts differently to this kind of stuff. For her, it's been a good thing.
Now, I always
for
said,
you,
like,
it's been a bad
either thing. I'm going to do comedy or I'm going to die trying to do it. And if I was just doing rinky-dink fire halls for the rest of my life, that's how I would do it.
Well but let's think about this. Isn't it great that you now know your calling? I mean, there's like no doubt about it.
And for sure.
And you'll be grateful for it when you can get back to it.
I've always known that.
And you will take it in whatever, but this is the part you didn't know. You'll take it in whatever version it will give you.
No, I've always known. I promise you, I've always known that. I just never knew that the world could take it from me in this way. And so I'm left in this weird dimension where it's like, there's literally no way to do it. And now I'm just like existing for no reason.
So you need to start looking forward to getting back to it, which will happen. Yeah. You need to get that goddamn vaccine as soon as it comes out.
Yeah, I'm going to. I don't care who to Dolly Parton, shoot it out of your tits into my mouth. I don't care who gives it to me.
And we need to get you out there doing what you love to do.
100%.
Yeah. I
immediately.
But that should be, you should start planning and looking forward to it rather than suffering with the withdrawal, you know?
I guess that's true.
Yeah. There's a way to manage this because it is not, you're not as powerless and helpless as we were 6 months ago. We didn't know where the hell this thing was going. We know how this is going to play out now.
Right.
And it's going to end soon.
Yeah, give me that vaccine, baby.
Yeah, man.
Put it up my butt.
That's not where it goes.
Hey, whatever they say. Yes, sir, Army man.
Well, thank you for joining me again, as always. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I've learned something more. I learned something more about you every damn time you come in here.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that
And
you
it's
are
always something
about
intriguing
me.
And interesting, and I look forward to you getting back out on the road.
Me too.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. We will see you all next time. Don't forget to send us the voice messages and the emails and things. And love to hear from some young ladies sometimes, just because it's just the women ask different kinds of questions, and it's sort of a relief when they ask us their questions on the voice messages. It just gives us a little breather. They're usually a little more, I don't know, not quite as intense. So we appreciate the calls, the voice messages, and we'll see you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.